Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to NDO, Christian Radio Network. And I am your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gore, coming to you with Kingdom Talk. And we're coming back from the holidays and the new year passing. So we're back now live on the station, coming to bring you the word that God is speaking to his people. We've had some time to regroup, refresh, and now we're ready to come raise war against the enemy. We're back like we never left. So on tonight, we're going to be discussing, you know, a main question that people like to ask a lot of believers. You know, people want to know why believers are always telling people about their faith, why it seems like they want to push down Christianity down other people's throats. And I know the reproach that a lot of people believe Christianity has, but there are some true believers out here in this world that really believe God, trust God, and love God, and that are really about their Father's business, and that really desire to help people and see the kingdom be uplifted. Everybody's not the same, just like you have false people in every religion, you know, the people that are not really sticking to whatever their faith is. But for the true believers, the reason for that, why they want to spread the good news and why they want you to know that Jesus is coming back is because if I seen an 18-wheeler truck driving full speed ahead, coming towards you to kill you, why would I not warn you? You will call me evil. You will call me wicked. You know, you will call me all types of names if I had that prior knowledge and didn't let you know, hey, listen, don't go that way because there's an 18-wheeler truck coming. And I just let you proceed, you know, just based off the fact of you're grown and you know what you're doing and, you know, this is my life. If I really gave into that and said, you know what, okay, whatever, and that truck hit you, that blood will be on my hands. So that is the reason why believers continue to spread the gospel and continue to tell people about the good news and continue, you know, to speak the truth, because it's a knowledge that foresees what your destiny would be if you're not saved. Romans 6 and 23 say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the only thing that's coming from sin is death, as the 18-wheeler, but the enemy will deceive you to think that, you know, you're fine, you're okay, life is decent, you know, why do I have to have a savior, you know, why do I have to have a religion, you know, my life is fine, but your life is not okay if death is your destiny. Because if you're sinning against God, then the only outcome for you is that you're going to keep going deeper and deeper in sin, and that's going to lead you to hell. And God does not want that. He loves us. He loves us so and enough that he would have believers here on earth with you to give you the warning, to cry loud and to spare not, to come making a sound so that you may hear, to give you the warning that the 18-wheeler truck is coming, to let you know, don't go that way because destruction is on that path. This is the reason why believers spread the gospel, because they want to warn you, and they don't want you to die. They don't want you to live a life without Christ, which makes you a slave to your sin. You think you're doing what you want? You're not. That sin will overtake you, and you will do things that you've never done before. You will be in places that you never thought you'd find yourself. You'll be saying things you never thought you would ever utter out of your mouth. because you will become a slave to that sin. And guess what? That sin will earn you a paycheck of death, of eternal separation from God. That's what sin will earn you. That's why we're coming to spread the news, because God has an appointed time of wrath for this earth. He has an appointed time for wrath. So what he's doing is trying to offer salvation so that you can be redeemed, so that you could be delivered from sin and its consequences, so that you don't have to experience that eternal damnation. That's why he sent his son. Because we're not being brought for our good works. We're not being saved for that. We're not being saved because we give. We're not being saved because we help people and because we give people money and because we feed the homeless and give them dollars when we see them on the corner. That's not getting us into heaven. We have been deceived. We have been tricked to think that these deeds is going to get you into the kingdom. If God does not know you, he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. We have to know God. We have to have relationship. We have to submit to the will of God. We have to turn, repent and turn from sin so that we can be saved by grace. So that we can be delivered from sin and back connected to God. That's the point of this. We got to live out God's word. We got to live it out. But the enemy has come to deceive this whole world, to think that they don't need God, to think that they can make it without him, to think that, you know, as long as you do good things, you know, as long as you're a good person and, you know, you don't cheat, rob, steal, or whatever, that you're going to heaven. But that's not true. You have to repent. You have to turn from sin. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have to believe that he died and rose on the third day with all power. These things you have to believe. It's not okay just to confess with your mouth, but you also have to believe in your heart, and then you got to live it out. What we're doing is speaking so the people could be ready and have awareness, so that they don't be asleep, so that they don't be drunkards. God want to awaken his people. He don't want the wrath for his people. God does not intend for the wrath to be for believers. But he want to save them from his wrath that he's going to pour out during the tribulation. Believers, though, is going to experience complete deliverance, you know, from the corruption, from, you know, all the problems that's going to show up, because it's going to come. But God is going to cover them. God is going to make a way for them to survive, just as he did for those believers in the Bible. He made a way for them. He provided food for them when there was no food. He provided a way out when there was no way out. So that's why we need God, because he's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can set us free from his wrath. Nothing can escape the wrath of God. Once that's released, it's released. But if you are a believer, God will definitely cover us and keep us protected and shield us. That's the benefits of being a kingdom. That's the benefits of being a believer. And that's what God wants for everyone. For everyone. He said he came for the Jews and the Gentiles. So it doesn't matter, you know, who you are, what color you are, what size you are, what's your background, you know, if you was raised in a church or if you wasn't. All that matters is that you choose him. And that's why he have us constantly. It almost seemed like we keep saying the same thing, and it's because we are, because time is running out. and Jesus Christ is coming back. So we are to spread this news so that people may know, so that people don't get caught, you know, when God released that wrath. You know, he's a merciful God, a loving God. That's why he gives you the opportunity to hear his word. That's why he does that. In Acts 3:19, it said, repent, ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. God will wash your sins away. He will cleanse you, clean you up, because that's what he does. And that's why you need him, because without him, all those sins is there, and you're pretty much going to be charged for, you know, every sin. That's why we need his son. We need that blood of the Lamb, that precious blood, to wash and cleanse us. We can't do nothing without the blood of Jesus, because that is what cleanse us and make us new creatures. When we accept him, when we turn and give our life over to him, and we begin to live a lifestyle that's connected to the word, that we're living out the word, that we're speaking it, that we're teaching it, that we're standing on it and trusting in it no matter what. Because that's what God wants. That's what God wants. He wants us to have salvation. And that's what he's offering to everyone, is the gift of salvation. He don't want us to be charged for our sins. He don't want us to deal with the consequences. That's why he gave his only begotten son. Because before his son, people were getting stoned and beheaded, getting their hands chopped off. They had it rough. They were getting charged for their sins. They were getting the consequence. We don't want to go through that. We got to thank God that we ain't got to deal with that. That now we could repent and turn and don't do it anymore. Don't sin anymore. And then you'll be connected back to the Father. Then, you know, you'll be a new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away. You don't got to be, you know, that same old person. You could be new. But God definitely wants us to know that this salvation, you know, this good news we preach, it cannot be bought. You know, you can't get it by good acts. You can't get it by giving the best offering in the church. You can't get it by being the best armor bearer in the world. You know, you can't get it by giving all your change and all your dollar bills to the homeless people. That's not how this thing works. You have to submit yourself to the mighty hand of God. You have to surrender. You have to sacrifice. You have to give up your desires for the desires of the Lord. You have to separate yourself from the world. You have to turn it all over to him. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They want to have the benefits of God because they know of it. They see it. They hear about it. And that's what they want. But they don't want the fullness of God. They don't want to pick up a cross and follow him, but that's what it's about. It's about forsaking everything and following him. It's about taking all your belongings, everything you own, giving it up for God, giving up friends, giving up family, giving up relationship, all for Christ's sake. And some people don't like that, you know, and they'll turn from it because, hey, whoa, what you mean? That's too much. I spent my whole life earning all this money. I spent my whole life buying this sneaker collection. I spent my whole life working on keeping this relationship. I spent my whole life trying to get this promotion for my job. And you want me to give it up for Christ? You want me to give it up for a God that I can't see? He said, yes. Because what God has for you is way greater than all those materialistic things. To have eternal life is way greater than that. To know that you will be in the heaven with the angels and golden streets and houses and pure happiness and laughter, way better than anything money can buy. But the truth of the matter is, God give us free will. So some people won't choose salvation. Some people will walk away. And some people will turn from the faith. But God is telling you, if you take heed to his voice and you choose salvation and you confess with your mouth and your heart, you will be saved. And you will be covered in the blood of the Lamb. And the enemy won't be able to have his way with your life and with your family's life, because God will be with you. God will cover you. And that's what he wants for all his children. But of course, he's not a man that's going to force you. He's not a man that's going to drag you by your arm and tell you, do it now. No. As I always say, he's the perfect gentleman. And I say that because since my walk in Christ, everything that I've done, it was my own choice because God gave me free will. So when I decided I didn't want to obey God and didn't listen, guess what? I didn't. And guess what happened? Guess what happened? Consequences. Guess what happened? Without the will. Guess what happened? My behind got tore up. And it wasn't God's fault, but that's the first thing people do when they step out of the will or disobey God, or they hear God and they know God is telling them to do something and they do the other thing. And then when it goes bad, like God warned, you cry, you want to yell at God, why would you let this happen to me? Why would you do it? Why would you do it in the first place? Just listen to God, and certain things we can just avoid. And that's why he wants us to be saved, because a lot of things we can just avoid altogether by choosing Jesus. We don't have to deal with certain things. We don't have to go through certain things that our mothers and our grandmothers and our great-great-grandmothers went through because we chose Jesus. He could break the generational curses. He can change us. We don't have to go through what they went through. We don't have to be who they were. We can be new. Some of those things we just don't got to deal with. Now, we're going to have to go through some things, yes. But those things that our families went through and, you know, generational stuff, we don't got to deal with that. We just be saved and covered in the blood. That's what this is about, being covered, being in an ark of safety, being protected, being shielded. That's really what this is all about, all of it. He's calling us to be with him. He's calling us to be rapture ready. He's calling us to draw nigh to him, to prepare for the coming back. This is what he's doing. You either get with it or get left. Literally, not joking game. You either get with it or you get left. You don't want to be left behind for what's going to come upon this earth. It's going to be a great tribulation. And then it don't stop there, because after that, then, you know, when judgment day come and then you didn't choose God and you go to hell, it's going to be gnashing, screaming, crying. Fire burning for eternity. People got to make it realistic for you so you could see the picture, so you could get it in your mind that it's nothing to play with. We don't have time We don't have time to do what we want to do. We don't have time to act how we want to act. We don't have time to say what we want to say. Because time is running out. And Jesus is coming back. And Satan is coming to deceive you to think you have time. The only thing that's eternal where we have a lot of time is where we go, either heaven or hell. That's eternity. That's for forever. This here on earth is a short time. The enemy wants you to think that you got so much time here. You don't. We live and we die, and we got to know where we're going. We got to know that we know where we're going. So when people ask why you always talking about Christ and why you always talking about your faith and why you always bringing up what you believe, and because if I see your house on fire, would I just stand there and watch you burn? Or will I help put out the fire? I'm going to help put it out. I'm going to help put it out if I see my brother and sister on fire, because that's initially what's happening. You're going towards that road. You're going down that wide road that is opening up and enlarging itself each and every day. So we're right there. Like, no, don't go. We're waving hands. We're yelling. We're screaming. Please turn around. Don't go that way. It's a trick. But the enemy got the pathway set up so beautifully. It looks so nice. It's so appealing. It's so alluring. It looks so good. But then in the end, it's fire and gnashing and burning and torment. But on the way, it looks so good. It looks so fun. And that's what he's doing. He's making it look like so much fun here on earth. Oh, it's so much fun to be rebellious. It's so much fun to fornicate. It's so much fun to smoke and drink. It's so much fun to rob, cheat, steal, and kill. It's so much fun until judgment day comes. And you got to answer for that. It's so much fun until you wake up and you're gone. You're no longer alive. It was all fun until that time ran out. And now you got to answer to God. So God just wants us to know that there is another way than the way you're doing it. And that way is called Jesus Christ. He's the only way to get through the Father, to get to the Father. The only way. You know, get saved so you could be filled with the Holy Ghost and have a guarantee of an inheritance in the kingdom. So that you can be safe. You want to be safe. You want to be covered. You want to be marked by the blood so that nothing can hurt you, literally. Weapons may form, you know, people might try to send stuff against you, but it would never work when you're covered by God. Nothing cannot stop you. Nothing can destroy you. Because only God is in control, not man, not the enemy. The Bible says, fear the one that can take your physical life and your spirit. We need to be afraid of God. We need to bring the fear of God back. That's why we spread the news and tell people about God and tell people how real heaven and hell is, because God is the one that can put you there. God is the one. But it's all based off your decision. So that's why he come and he give you that mercy and grace, and he wants you to hear about salvation. He wants you to hear about deliverance. He wants you to hear about the coming back of Christ and about the resurrection power, and he wants you to hear about eternal life, because he knows that without us being saved and repenting and turning from our sin, then that the wages of our sin is death. Nothing good comes out of it. Nothing good comes from the flesh. So he's given us a chance to get it right with him. He's given us a chance to obtain the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. He don't want us to be slaves to our sin. He don't want us to be in bondage, but he wants us to be set free. He wants us to have liberty, freedom, and the love of God, the agape love, the unconditional love. He wants our voids to be filled and wants us to be healed from the traumas of our past and our heartbreaks and our disappointments. God is able to do that. He's able. He just wants you to choose him. He wants you to know that he is real. No matter what the world is saying and lying, God is real. And God loves you and me. And God wants us to be a part of the kingdom. He wants that for us. Like any parent, he wants what's best for us. And he wants to give us his best. But it's about making a choice, taking a stand, choosing a side. We can't be in between. We can't be on the fence. We got to pick a side. Because whether you believe it or not, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's going to happen regardless. It's going to happen regardless. So choose God on today. Choose his son, Jesus Christ, on today. Be connected back. And we know, we're not saying, oh, you got to be perfect, because that's the first thing people think. Oh, you know, I'm crazy, I'm this, X, Y, and Z, because that was me. I always said my whole life, I'm never walking in the church because that church going to burn up. I was like, God, who, me? Me going there? You know what I be doing? You know what I be saying? How am I going there? And then one day I just went as I was in my sin. I lie not to you, the first day I went inside the church, I had a hangover. But I tried him at his word. I said, I'm going to come as I am. I got a hangover. I was out the night before partying like a rock star. And I said, oh, no, I'm going to go to church. You know, I'm going to get this thing right. And I went just like that. And God met me right there. And even having that hangover and, you know, be looking a certain way that people frown their nose upon, because I was not saved. I came as I was. I had a spaghetti strap dress on, thighs out, all types of stuff, a hot mess. And guess what? God still touched the leader of that house to use them to speak directly to my spirit, just as the way I was. Because I made the choice that I was going to go regardless, you know, that God, I'm going to come as I am, literally. Because I really wanted to change, but I knew I couldn't do it by myself. I knew I couldn't give up the habits by myself. I knew I couldn't change that cold heart that I had by myself. I knew I couldn't fix the nasty attitude that I had by myself. So I just decided to give God a yes. And when I went, God spoke through that leader and spoke to me and all my brokenness and all my hangover and all my shortcomings. And all I felt on that day was the love of God. I felt the love of God, not because it was just the leader speaking, but because I felt God. Nobody knew what I was going through. Only God knew. Only God knows what you're really dealing with behind the closed doors. But he still loves you, and he wants you to choose him, and he'll do the rest. He'll change you. He'll take the taste out of your mouth. He'll make you put down certain things. He'll make you disconnect from people, places, and things. That's not on you to do, you know, until it comes decision-making time where you got to make the choice. But when you first coming into God, God will do it all. You know, he knows what needs to be done. He know you. He knew you before you walked into the church. He knew you in your mother's womb, so he already know how you're coming. But it's about making that first step, making that choice to say, all right, God, your way, not my way. Your will, not my will. God, help me. I don't know what else to do. I surrender. That's what he's waiting for. Just give him a yes. Just say you believe. Just repent and turn. But it starts with one choice, one decision, because I tell you now, after I made that choice, my life has never been the same. Did it mean my life was perfect? Did it mean I was perfect? No, it did not. But did it mean that I chose to live a holy life? Yes. Did it mean that I chose salvation and that I was begin to live as the word told me to live? Yes. Because once you get saved and then, you know, once you get filled with the Holy Ghost and fire baptized and you begin to get into the word and pray more, you will just begin to change. You won't even notice it. It just begins to happen. You don't want to do certain things no more. You don't want to look a certain way no more. You don't even want to sound a certain way no more. Now, ain't nobody have to check you. You checking yourself because the spirit in you is checking you. No, don't send that text. Delete it. Don't post that. Delete it. Don't you go off. Close your mouth. Even if you're right, you just begin to change. You ain't doing it. It's God. It's the spirit that will begin to do the work in you once you say yes and once you begin to give your life to Christ. All those things will begin to fall off. People waiting for a perfect time and to be a perfect person to come into the house of God. When the house of God is a hospital, he's going to fix all your ailments when you come in. He's going to diagnose you. He's going to see what you need to fix this and that, what medicine you need, what healing you need. God does that. We're not God. We're trying to do God's job. Just come as you are and let God do the work in you and through you. Because he don't miss. He don't miss at all. He does everything that he says he's going to do. Never falls short. And that is why I serve him. And that is why I spread this news. And this is why I tell people about the goodness of the Lord. And I tell them that it is vital for your very life to be saved. Salvation is detrimental. Choosing God is life or death. It's life or death. If you want to live and you want eternal life, then choose God. Choose Jesus. That's the only way you're going to make it. You're not going to make it without him. You can't survive without him. You can't live, eat, breathe, sleep without him. You might live a life on autopilot, just doing things and going forth in life and just keep moving and doing whatever you're doing, but you won't have a fullness of life, a life of abundance. You won't have a life with freedom. You won't have a life with peace. You won't have that because Satan will look for that open door and come into your life, and he will wreak havoc whether you fight him back or not, especially if God is calling you and you know God is calling you, then that's way worse. That's another topic for another day. But we don't want to allow Satan to win. We don't want him to have his way. We don't want to give him open doors. We want to choose salvation. We want to choose Jesus and give our life to him so that he can work it out, so that he can take everything out of us that's not like him, that's not like God, and close and seal the doors. God will do all of that for us so where the enemy won't have access to us and bad things won't keep happening and we won't have a cloud of darkness over us where we don't have, quotation marks, bad luck. It's not bad luck. It's the enemy. It's Satan. It's witchcraft. It's curses. It's all these demonic things that are transpiring inside of your life and you have no knowledge of it. Or some of us do, but the enemy is just doing what he does. And you're not covered. You're open. That's the point of God coming and Jesus, so that you can be covered, so you have a whole heavenly army backing you up, so you can never lose. We don't take no L's in the kingdom. Ain't no L's. It's a win every single time. Every single time you coming out on top with God. If God be for us, who can stand against us? Nobody. It's a sure thing. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't want to fight a fight that's already fixed? It's already done. We already got the victory. And that's what God wants you to know on tonight. And Jesus loves you, and so do I. And thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Talk, and we'll be back coming to you every Sunday at 7:30. And make sure you guys tune in at 9 for the Word with my apostle. You will not want to miss it. It's good word. It's good teaching. It's truthful. And she going to give it to you raw and uncut and unfiltered. But we thank you for listening in on NDO Christian Radio Network. You guys be blessed.